This week in our Anatomy of a Play, we're going to break down the passing concept called bash. Here's Ross Tucker to do that for us. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, guys, today we're going to be talking about the bash concept, which really builds on the smash concept we talked about a year ago, if you remember. It's going to start with both outside receivers. It's a three-receiver set running in cuts against their defender. But really, the play is designed to go to the inside receiver who's running a corner route. Because of that, the quarterback's going to look first to the outside corner. If he sits there, that's touchdown all day long. People love to run this play in the red zone. If he drops because it's cover three, then the quarterback immediately is going to look at the second corner. If he travels at all with the second receiver, he's throwing the in cut to the far wide receiver. So basically, how this guy plays it determines where the quarterback goes with the ball on the bash concept.
Great job, Ross, breaking down the bash passing concept on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen against the Redskins here. You're going to get the Eagles offense. We got Nelson Aguilar here on the outside running the end cut. We're going to have Jordan Matthews inside end cut. Zach Ertz on the number three guy coming here on the outside. And what's important about this play is Sam Bradford's read. He's reading the leverage of these defenders. If the defender shows early that he's going to be on the outside, Sam knows it's going to be difficult for Zach to get that play there. So he's looking to come off of this read earlier. So now he's looking between these two guys. Which one of my two inside guys are going to win their one-on-one route? And you get Nelson Aguilar because you got a cheater in there for Jordan Matthews. Sam makes the right read, and the thing I like about this play from Bradford is he puts the ball on the outside shoulder, which allows Nelson Aguilar to turn away from the defender, get up the field, pick up a key first down. That's a great job from Bradford reading the bash concept and going to the right guy with the football. And the bash concept works real well in the red zone. Let's take a look here against the Detroit Lions. You get the two receivers outside. You got Miles Austin. You got Josh Huff lined up in the inside here. They're going to run a little crossing route here. You got Jordan Matthews. This is the key for Mark Sanchez. He knows this guy has to guard Jordan Matthews. There's a lot of field to work with here, but the play is designed to go outside. The safety is caught being flat-footed. Mark Sanchez recognizes this, and he has all this area out here to put this football one-on-one against Jordan Matthews. Nice throw, easy pickings for Sanchez. Matthews, touchdown in the red zone. It's a great concept, the bash is, running it in the red zone.